Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the Old Testament, the book of Psalms, Psalm 15. A few brief verses with a very clear and powerful message, a psalm of David. O Lord, who may abide in your tent? Who may dwell in your holy hill? Those who walk blamelessly and do what is right and speak the truth from their heart, who do not slander with their tongue and do no evil to their friends, nor take up a reproach against their neighbors, in whose eyes the wicked are despised, but who honor those who fear the Lord, who stand by their oath, even to their hurt, who do not lend money at interest and do not take a bribe against the innocent. Those who do these things shall never be moved. And our second lesson this morning comes from the New Testament, from the little letter of James. The first chapter, beginning to read at verse 17. James writes, "Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror, for they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world." These are God's words for us. May God grant us wisdom beyond our own, so that we might apply them to our lives these days. Amen. As always, we have a special moment, a time to reflect with our children, the young at heart, most of whom are listening probably from the safety of their homes in the course of this Sunday. And so I will share with them and with all who are children at heart. Many of St. John's young people who have planned to go to college this fall have already headed back to school and have begun classes. And many of our children will head back to school this week or next, which is a bit exciting, but also a little scary. I think you would all agree that essential gear for going back to school is a backpack. Whether one is a toddler or a teenager, a backpack is necessary. To carry books, to carry computers, can carry lunches, gym clothing, you name it. I also learned, because these past couple of weeks, Bob and I had the wonderful joy of celebrating and spending time with our grandchildren, that even toddlers take these back to school with them, because our little granddaughter Ruby is starting preschool this week, and she has her own backpack. Okay, not quite this big, but a backpack nonetheless, in which she will put her masks and her lunch, No books just yet, but there is something else going into her backpack. She gets to take a blankie to school because they take naps every afternoon. And the blankie from home is intended to remind them that they're safe and they're protected. It reassures them that all is well with the world, even if mommy or daddy is nowhere to be seen. So that, of course, got me thinking, because I'm in favor of naps for people of all ages. I rather suspect our college students have not returned to their classes with blankies in their backpacks, and I suspect that those of you who are commuting back and forth to work are not putting blankies in your briefcases. But wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to have something to comfort and reassure us, to remind us that all is well with the world, that we are loved? You see, as people of faith, we have that kind of assurance because God goes with us. When we go to school, when we go to work, when we're working from home, whether we have a blankie or not, God is right there. Jesus is right by our side. And I think what is real important for us to do, because I know many of our boys and girls going back to school are too grown up to be taking blankies in their backpacks, I think it's important for all of us every day when we venture out into the world to take something with us to remind us that there is a God who is right by our side, right next to us, walking beside us, helping us even on the most tough and difficult of days. So here's my challenge to our boys and girls who are going back to school this week or next week. Think of something you might put in your backpack to remind you that you are not alone, to remind you that God is always with you, to remind you that Jesus is right by your side. Maybe it'll be a little stone. I know some of our church members carry a little stone in their pocket or purse or car to remind them of God's presence, or a seashell, or a little cross that you might wear or carry with you, something you could put in a pocket, something you could put inside your backpack or your lunch container, maybe prayer beads, maybe a bookmarker with an important message or verse on it, like be love or be kind, but take it with you. Think of it as your warm, comforting blankie, God by your side, wrapping you in love, reassuring you that you will never, ever be alone, whether at home or at school or wherever you may go. So as we think about the week ahead and all that may unfold in it, returning to school, returning to work, returning to new routines, let's pray together and ask God to journey with us into this new week. Let's pray. Loving God, there are so many new and different things unfolding around us, exciting and scary, uncertain yet wonderful. God, help us to remember that wherever we go, whether it's to school or to work, to care for a loved one, to run errands, whatever the task may be, you are right by our side. You will always be wrapping us in your love. You will always be the one who gives us reason to rest and breathe. So help us to remember that this day and every day. And help us to remember to thank you for your constant presence with us. All of these things we pray in Jesus' name, remembering the prayer that he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.